RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus, news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
La Voz de Indonesia con las noticias.
Here is the news. First, the headline. The Indonesian Embassy, Malaysia, in coordinating with governments of Malaysia and Philippines to assure the conditions of hostages. Three defense ministers to hold meeting soon. The House asked the government to handling the arrival of newcomers in Jakarta seriously. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia continues to coordinate with the Malaysian and the Philippines government to assure the conditions of the three Indonesian citizens who are abducted by the Philippines militant group Abu Sayyaf on the sea in the eastern part of Malaysia, Lahad Datu Sabah on Saturday, July 9th. The three Indonesian fishermen are now in Sulu, the Philippines. They asked for a ransom of 200 million pesos. The National Police Attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Senior Commissioner Abi Nur Setianto, said the Indonesian, Malaysian and the Philippines will determine the way to release the hostages following the meeting of ministers of defense from the three countries.
Minta uang tebusan 200 juta peso.
They asked for a ransom of 200 million pesos. This is information that I get. The Philippines Police Attaché in Malaysia, Mr. Fabio, made confirmation to Philippine National Police and they assured that the three Indonesian citizens are in Sulu now. The three governments still coordinates because previously the three ministers of defense have met, so we are waiting for the further technical follow-up. The three abducted Indonesians are fishermen on a Malaysian flag boat. There were seven crew on the boat, while the boat owner is from Sabah, Malaysia. Out of the seven crews, four of them do not have complete documents or passport. Therefore, Abu Sayyaf Group took only three crews in hostage. The Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Ryakudu is scheduled to meet Malaysian and Philippines Defense Ministers on July 21st. They will address the releasing of Indonesian citizens that are held hostage by the Philippines militant group Abu Sayyaf. Defense Attaché in the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Colonel Iwan Bambang, said the meeting will also address patrolship of on the sea zone where the Philippines militant group operates. The Indonesian government will encourage the signing of the agreement in order to protect Indonesian citizens in the area.
Kita berupaya agar ada kehadiran dari kapal-kapal patroli, baik itu pemerintah Indonesia, Filipina ataupun Malaysia.
We make effort for the presence of patrol ships in the sea zone where the militant group operates, either from the Indonesian, Philippines or Malaysian government. It harms Indonesian citizens. This is the first time. We encourage the standard operating procedure to finish and be signed by the three countries. Since the beginning, we have encouraged the Philippines and Malaysian government to sign the agreement.
MOU yang di Jogja, kita sudah mendorong pihak Filipina dan Malaysia untuk menandatangani ini.
Defense Attaché in the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Colonel Iwan Bambang, added in the previous meeting of the three defense ministers, they have agreed on the security in Sulu waters, but now in a concrete way. Meanwhile, until now, the Indonesian government still coordinates intensively with various parties in Malaysia and the Philippines to get complete information about kidnapping case of three Indonesian sailors on Saturday evening by the militant group in Sabah, Malaysia. Vice Chairman of Commission 8, the House of Representatives DPR, Sodiq Mujahid, asked the government to seriously deal with the increasing number of newcomers to the big cities, especially Jakarta. Sodiq Mujahid on Tuesday said the Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala government program that wants to build Indonesia not merely rhetoric. He considered if there are still many people are moving to the big cities, mean the village development funds disbursed by the rural ministry has not run as expected. The House also asked the government to evaluate all related programs. In addition to involving the rural ministry, the Rural Community Empowerment Program also deals with the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ministry of Social Affairs, and the Ministry of Agriculture. Garuda Indonesia Group requests Rolls-Royce to immediately discuss the continuation of collaboration program with Garuda Maintenance Facility AeroAsia, or GMF. The matter was revealed during Garuda Indonesia Group's delegation visit, who was led by Garuda Indonesia CEO M. Arif to Rolls-Royce headquarters in Derby, United Kingdom, on Monday, July 11th. Arif said, "The realization of the cooperation is imperative, considering the development of aviation industry in the Asia-Pacific region is growing significantly. Garuda Indonesia needs to increase its capacity in order to capture opportunities to develop business strategies and network expansion. The program focus pertains to the Acceleration Collaboration Program for engine part treatment and training for experts at Garuda Indonesia subsidiaries." Arif expects the follow-up of the cooperation can be accelerated and has been implemented in mid-2016. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian and French government cooperates again in the field of education. As many as 250 Indonesian students will go to France next August to study. French Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Corinne Bruce, said at Suk Hanna Hall, the Energy Building, South Jakarta, Tuesday, July 12, 2016, that the Indonesian students will take undergraduate, master and doctorate degree. The study varies from communication, literature, French language, architecture, tourism, hospitality and fashion. She added that education plays a key role in the bilateral relations between Indonesia and France. At the moment, there are around 700 Indonesian students who are active in various universities in France. The 250 students managed to study in France through the Indonesian Endowment Fund for Education, French Embassy, and some are self-funded. PT CityLink Indonesia plans to expand its wing to the international level, particularly in Asia, by opening new route to Hong Kong, Manado, and vice versa. CityLink Indonesia Commercial CEO Hans Nugroho said Monday, July 11th, that Manado, North Sulawesi, is a favorite destination for Chinese tourists when visiting Indonesia, in addition to Bali and Raja Ampat. The opening of the new route is expected to give travelers simplicity. Hans expects more foreign travelers will visit Indonesia in the future. According to the data from the Tourism Ministry, the number of foreign travelers visiting Indonesia in May 2016 reaches 915,200 people. From that number, 12.61% come from China. The Pioneer flight from Hong Kong to Manado will be done on July 12, 2016, carrying 180 passengers from Hong Kong and China using Airbus A320 aircraft. Until the end of August 2016, Hansa estimated 3,000 travelers could be accommodated by CityLink. Hans said that this step is the best way to introduce Indonesian tourism to the international level. The last item. The number of Indian tourists who visit Bali reached 74,151 people in January to May 2016. It increases by 61.79% compared to the same period last year, namely more than 45,000 people. Balinese tourism practitioner Mada Sudana said in Denpasar Tuesday, July 12, 2016, that the increasing number of Indian tourists is caused by similarity in culture based on Hindu religion, which comes from India. Mada Sudana added stronger relations between the Indonesian government, particularly Bali, and the Indian government caused the increasing visit of Indians to the island of gods and goddesses. Mada Sudana explained good relations followed by cultural cooperation between Bali and India are expected to attract more Indians to visit Bali. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Indonesian Embassy KBRI Malaysia, in coordinating with governments of Malaysia and the Philippines to assure the conditions of hostages. Three defense ministers to hold meetings soon. The House asked the government to handling the arrival of newcomers in Jakarta seriously. That was the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled How Long Will Indonesia Let Its Citizens Become the Target of Hostages? Indonesian sailors again become the target of hostage by foreign armed groups. This time, three Indonesian crew members had been kidnapped from their vessel in the waters of Sabah, Malaysia. This incident is the fifth one in the last 3 months, and it seems no one has found a concrete solution to permanently solve this problem. This latest hostage case allegedly involves Abu Sayyaf Group, based on information from Sabah Police Commissioner Abdul Rashid Harun. The groups kidnapping the Indonesian crews were wearing military attributes and carrying N-14 and M-16 rifles. The armed group reportedly ordered all crew on board together, then asked them to collect their passport. They helped three crews
with Indonesian passports but released others who didn't have passports. The perpetrators were recognized to be Apo Mai group, a small part of the Abu Sayyaf group. Many Indonesian people expect the participation of Indonesian military TNI to resolve this case, but the problem is certainly not as simple as that. TNI is still waiting for instruction from the government. Up to now, the TNI Chief General Gatot Nurmantio has been finding the ways to release the seventh Indonesian national being held hostage by militant group in the Philippines. However, TNI cannot just enter the Philippines territory to release the hostages because it involves the sovereignty of ASEAN fellow member country. Indeed, Indonesia, the Philippines and Malaysia have agreed to conduct a joint patrol in the waters separating three countries, and the sea territory has often become the place where Abu Sayyaf groups conduct their actions. But so far, there had not been any concrete actions regarding this. While the Indonesian military TNI and the Indonesian government are seeking ways to release the seven Indonesian nationals taken hostage in the Philippines, in Sabah, Malaysia, three Indonesian citizens had been taken hostage by other militant groups. The Indonesian government has asked Malaysia to be responsible for this because the incident occurred in Malaysian territory. The question is why there had been repeatedly many hostage actions done by the armed groups on Indonesian nationals. Obviously, the hostages are really disturbing the dignity of Indonesia as a sovereign nation. No wonder many people have asked the government to act decisively to quell the hostage taking of Abu Sayyaf groups. Apart from the diplomatic complexity on the hostage issue, we are of the view that the government must immediately act firmly. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July the 12th, 1947, Indonesian National Cooperative Day. Cooperative was introduced in Indonesia by Raden Arya Wiraatmaja in Purwokerto, Central Java in 1896. He established a credit cooperative with the aim of helping people heavily in debt with loan sharks. The cooperative then grew rapidly and eventually imitated by Budi Utomo and Islamic Trade Unions. In 1942, Japan occupied Indonesia. Japan then established a cooperative called Kumiai. After Indonesian independence on July 12, 1947, the cooperative movement in Indonesia held the first cooperative congress in Tasikmalaya, West Java. The date was then designated as the Day of Indonesian Cooperatives. Turning to the event on July 12, 1979, the independence of the Republic of Kiribati. Republic of Kiribati, formerly part of the Gilbert Islands, is an island nation located in the Pacific Ocean. In 1892, Gilbert Islands became a protectorate of the United Kingdom together with the adjacent Ellis Island. Both later became a colony in 1916 and eventually became autonomous in 1971. In 1943, the Battle of Tarawa Kiribati took place in the Kiribati capital city on the island of Tarawa. In 1978, the Ellis Islands became the independent state called Tuvalu, and Kiribati too became independent on July the 12, 1979. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia's main weaponry system of alutsista maintenance could be tightly monitored. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. After the fall of a helicopter in Yogyakarta, many people said that supervisory care about Indonesian main weaponry system of alutsista must be tightly monitored so that similar incidents will not be repeated anymore. A member of the House of Representatives DPR at Commission 1, Charles Honoris, said the tightening supervision of alutsista is imperative to minimize the potential of accidents while being operated. As released by Republika, Charles Honoris said in Jakarta on Saturday that the defense budget has been raised to make overall improvement in the human resources and the system. The goal is clear, namely to make the country's defense more professional and working as it should be. He asked the government to the Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces, TNI, to continue conduct due diligence on main weaponry system, especially in the air defense tool like helicopter. The tragedy of a plane or helicopter accident should not happen in the future, since this can trigger a bad precedent for the defense of Indonesia in the eyes of the world. The same opinion was also stated by a member of Commission 1, Sukamta. He asked the government and the military to really care for the feasibility of main weaponry system or defense equipment. He also views that the defense equipments which are not feasible should no longer be used for military operation. Routine evaluation on them should be conducted. Those considered not feasible anymore should not be used. Sukamta also remarked that evaluating the feasibility of defense equipment is important because there is a possibility that some accidents happened because the equipments are no longer feasible or worn out. Related to the fall of an army helicopter in Yogyakarta last Friday, July the 8th, Sukamta urged the government to conduct an investigation and issue an official statement on the cause of the accident. This is necessary to avoid any confusion because the public do not yet know whether it was due to inadequacy of defense equipment or human error. Previously, head of the Information Office of the Army, Brigadier General Sabrar Fadila, said helicopter Bell 205A1 owned by the Army that fell in Sleman, Yogyakarta, was made in the United States of America. An investigation team to look into the cause of the helicopter crash has been formed, and the result of the investigation will be announced. He asked to let the team work first in order not to be biased. Everything will be explored further by the investigation team. That was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia continues to coordinate with the Malaysia and the Philippines government to assure the condition of the three Indonesian citizens who are abducted by the Philippines militant group Abu Sayyaf on the sea in the eastern part of Malaysia, Lahad Datu, Sabah, on Saturday, July 9th. The three Indonesian fishermen are now in Sulu, the Philippines. They asked for a ransom of 200 million pesos. The Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Ryakudu is scheduled to meet Malaysian and Philippines defense ministers on July 21st. They will address the releasing of Indonesian citizens that are held hostage by the Philippines militant group Abu Sayyaf. Vice Chairman of Commission 8, the House of Representatives DPR, Sodiq Mujahid, asked the government to seriously deal with the increasing number of newcomers to the big cities, especially Jakarta. Garuda Indonesia Group requests Rolls-Royce to immediately discuss the continuation of collaboration program with Garuda Maintenance Facility AeroAsia. The matter was revealed during Garuda Indonesia Group's delegation visit, who was led by Garuda Indonesia CEO M. Arif to Rolls-Royce headquarters in Derby, United Kingdom, on Monday, 11 July. The Indonesian and French government cooperates again in the field of education. As many as 250 Indonesian students will go to France next August to study. French embassy and some are self-funded. PT Citylink Indonesia plans to expand its wing to the international level, particularly in Asia, by opening new route to Hong Kong, Manado, and vice versa. Citylink Indonesia Commercial CEO Hans Nugroho said, that Manado, North Sulawesi, is a favorite destination for Chinese tourists when visiting Indonesia, in addition to Bali and Raja Ampat. The number of Indian tourists who visit Bali reached 74,151 people in January to May 2016. It increases by 61.79% compared to the same period last year, namely more than 45,000 people. Balinese tourism practitioner Made Sudana said in Denpasar that the increasing number of Indian tourists is caused by similarity in culture based on Hindu religion, which comes from India. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to a typical culinary of Brebes Central Java, stajunt. Listener, Brebes is a regency in Central Java, which is directly adjacent to Cirebon in West Java. Brebes is famous with red onion because Brebes is the biggest onion producer nationally. The onion center spread in 11 districts, with the harvested area is 20,000 to 25,000 hectares. Besides being known as a producer of onion, Brebes also has many attractive tourism destinations. So for those who want to have holiday in Indonesia, you may come to Brebes and enjoy its beauty and uniqueness. If you visit the tourism destinations in Brebes, do not forget to taste a variety of its typical culinary. One of the typical foods is sate blengong or sate blengong. Sate is made from small pieces of meat, then stabbed with a jab of bamboo and baked using wood charcoal. The food is called blengong because it is made from blengong meat. Blengong is the result of a combined marriage between duck and entok or wild duck. It is quite a lot of Blengong population in Brebes because local people mostly raising Blengong. Compared with wild duck and duck meat, Blengong meat has a softer texture and not fishy. Satay Blengong is different compared to other satays. The skewers of satay Blengong derive from bigger and longer cut bamboo stems. One skewer of Blengong consisted only 7 pieces of meat. In addition, it has 2 types of variant, namely grilled satay and cooked satay. Grilled satay is a Blengong satay which is baked by fire with charcoal as the satay generally. While cooked satay, the Blengong meat is boiled with coconut milk and spices, then pierced by using a long stick. Listeners, just like satay in general, satay Blengong can be tasted with peanut sauce. To be more delicious, the satay is eaten with kupat. Kupat is made of rice wrapped with banana leaf. Ketupat is served with coconut milk and given a variety of spices. Then on the top, sprinkled with crackers and mixed with fried onions. This culinary is easily found in town of Brebes, such as the town square. The price for grilled satay Blengong is 60,000 rupiah per portion or 20 skewers, while for cooked satay Blengong is 6,000 per skewer and 12,000 rupiah per portion with kupat. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful Today with the topic Satay Blengong from Brebes, Sanjo Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI Book Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Mencari Tukang, or in English, looking for a serviceman or a handyman. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Nomor telepon. Nomor telepon in English, phone number. Tukang service. Tukang service. Serviceman or handyman. Membutuhkan. Membutuhkan. To need. Kamar. Kamar. Room. Rusak. Rusak. Broken, kabel, kabel, cord, putus, putus, cut off or cut down, menggunakan, menggunakan, to use, kompor, kompor, stove, rusak, rusak, broke down, pompa air, water pump, repot, repot, busy and overwhelmed. Pembantu, pembantu, housemaid or assistant. Peralatan, peralatan, equipment or appliances. Buka, buka, to open. Coba, coba, to try. Next is a conversation on mencari tukang, or in English, looking for a handyman. As usual, I say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Nita at the office. Apakah kamu punya nomor telepon tukang servis? Apakah kamu punya nomor telepon tukang servis? In English, do you have the phone number of a handyman? Kamu membutuhkan tukang servis apa? Kamu membutuhkan tukang servis apa? What kind of service do you need? Saya mencari tukang servis AC. Saya mencari tukang servis AC. I'm looking for an AC serviceman. AC kamar saya rusak. AC kamar saya rusak. AC in my room broke down. Selain itu, saya juga membutuhkan tukang servis microwave. Selain itu, saya juga membutuhkan tukang servis microwave. Besides, I also need a microwave mechanic. Microwave saya kabelnya putus. Microwave saya kabelnya putus. The cord of my microwave was cut down. Bukankah kamu bisa menggunakan kompor? Bukankah kamu bisa menggunakan kompor? You can still use a stove, can't you? Saya juga mencari tukang servis kompor. Saya juga mencari tukang servis kompor. I'm looking for somebody to fix my stove. Kompor saya juga rusak. Kompor saya juga rusak. It also broke down. Saya juga mencari tukang servis pompa air. Saya juga mencari tukang servis pompa air. I'm also looking for a serviceman or handyman to fix my water pump. Wah, pasti kamu repot sekali. Wah, pasti kamu repot sekali. Wow, you must be overwhelmed. Tidak ada pembantu, banyak peralatan yang rusak. Tidak ada pembantu, banyak peralatan yang rusak. There is no maid and so many appliances broke down. Ini nomor yang kamu butuhkan. Ini nomor telepon yang kamu butuhkan. Here is the phone number you need. Tapi mungkin belum semua mulai buka. Tapi mungkin belum semua mulai buka. But maybe they haven't reopened yet. Tidak apa-apa, saya akan coba. Tidak apa-apa, saya akan coba. It's okay, I'll try. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian talented female singer, Dewi Sandra. Well, let's listen to the first song entitled Tak Ingin Lagi by Dewi Sandra. Happy listening.
Lihatlah perbuatan diri.
Listener, this song is about a woman who decides to leave her lover who has repeatedly reneged his promise. She decided to live alone. This, among others, the lyrics of the song Tak Ingin Lagi by Dewi Sandra, which was released in 2000. The second album of Dewi Sandra has a genre of R&B like the previous album. Tak Ingin Lagi awarded Amy Award for Best R&B Album of 2001. The English-Indonesian black singer began her career in the entertainment world as a model since she was a teenager. Not only capable to sing, Dewi also tested her ability as presenter. Her talent to lead the program Clear Top 10 took her won the award for Favorite Female Musical Host Panasonic Award for 5 consecutive years from 1999 to 2003. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Aku Pulang by Dewi Sandra.
Sesuatu kamu menganggap bahwa Tuhan telah mendukung kamu. Tapi saat harapan itu tidak tercapai, kamu menganggap bahwa Tuhan telah meninggalkan kamu. Kamu merasa berhak untuk membalas dan meninggalkannya.
The song tells about the human spiritual experience to God. The journey of life often make people forget the real purpose of life. Aku pulang means the return of a young man or woman to the path of God. Unlike Dewi Sandra's R&B songs genre, Aku Pulang is the soundtrack movie Haji Backpacker in 2014, in which Dewi Sandra is also played in the film. Since she decided to wear hijab in 2013, the artist formerly known as Sexy Woman, more selective in choosing the songs. Dewi Sandra, who was vacuum in the entertainment world, then returned and involved in a number of films and released a single. In 2015, Dewi again released a single entitled Air Mata Surga, which was also the soundtrack of a movie with the same title. Well, listeners, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Air Mata Surga and Sesal by Dewi Sandra. Happy listening and enjoy the song. Sampai jumpa.
Kau lakukan kesalahan. Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
El Servicio Internacional de Radio República Indonesia, La Voz de Indonesia. Informando, conectando, dignificando. La Voz de Indonesia, el Servicio Internacional de la Radio República Indonesia en Jakarta, les presenta noticias e informaciones actuales y entretenimientos. Todavía con nosotros el Servicio Internacional de la Radio República Indonesia, La Voz de Indonesia en la frecuencia onda corta 15.150, 9.525, 11.785 kHz. El programa en el idioma español. Pueden sintonizar nuestra emisión por internet es .poi.co.id.
Ketika aku meninggalkanmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.